Hello children, you all are welcome to Ruhunu Gurugedara Education Program. I'm Kumudu Edirivira, in-service advisor from Tangol Education Zone. Okay children, please stay with this Ruhunu Gurugedara Education Program. This is lesson number 5. It is based on grammar. This is lesson number 5. It is based on grammar. Before starting the lesson, you need to take a pen and a notebook because you need to write down some important notes. Yes, children, you need to take a pen and a notebook. Especially, you need to write down some important notes. Right. Now, are you ready to start the lesson? I think you are ready. Okay. Then, shall we start our today's lesson? Now, I will read some sentences. Please listen them carefully and try to understand. Okay, now tell me, what are you going to do? Yes, you are going to listen some sentences, right? Okay, listen those sentences and try to understand. I will read some sentences to you now. My first sentence is, Dumil is a grade 10 boy. My second sentence, Dumil and Kavindu are grade 10 boys. I will read the sentences again. Dumil is a grade 10 boy. Dumil and Kavindu are grade 10 boys. In these two sentences, I think you heard the noun boy. You heard the noun boy. In the first sentence, it is boy. In the second sentence, it is boys. Look at those two sentences again. In the first sentence, it is boy. But in the second sentence, it is boys. What is the difference between those two nouns? Yes, what is the difference between those two nouns? Yes, children, boy is a singular noun. Boys, a plural noun. Boy, singular. Boys, plural. Okay. How do we identify or recognize it? It's a problem. How do we identify or recognize it? Actually, it is a very easy thing. When we refer one, we use singular. When we refer more than one, we use plural. Right, children? When we refer one, we use singular form. When we refer more than one, sometimes two, three, like that, we use plural. I will read some more sentences. Try to understand these sentences too. And also, you have to understand the difference between singular noun and plural nouns. Yes. A boy chased after me. Two boys chased after me. Here, a boy, singular noun. Two boys, plural noun. Right. I will read you two more sentences. A dog chased after me. Two dogs chased after me. Here also dog and dogs. Dog is singular, dogs a plural noun. Right. Look at these examples also. She is a clever girl. They are clever girls. She, a girl, a clever girl. They, clever girls. Then girl, singular, girls, plural. Right. I think now you can understand singular and plural nouns. Yes, children. These nouns are called regular plurals. These nouns are called regular plurals. Only we add letter S to the end to form the plural. Only we add letter S to the end to form the plural. Look at these examples. A pen, two pens. A pen, two pens. A cup, three cups. A cup, three cups. A chair, many chairs. A chair, many chairs. A frock, many frocks. A frock, many frocks. A door, many doors. A door, many doors. Okay, children. I think you can understand now regular plural nouns. I told you only we add S to the end to form plural. Keep in that idea in your mind. Now, let's see another way of forming plurals. Let's see another way of forming plurals. Look at these examples. Listen carefully. There is a bus on the road. There is a bus on the road. There are many buses on the road. What are two nouns in two sentences? In the first sentence, bus. In the second sentence, buses. Bus, singular noun. Buses, a plural noun. Here we add es to the end to form plural. Bus, buses. Shall we see the spelling? B-U-S, bus. And plural one, B-U-S-E-S, buses. We add es to form plural. We add es to form plural to the end of the noun. Okay, children. There are some more nouns with me. I will read them. You can listen them very carefully. And I will tell you the rules also. The noun ends with S like bus. The plural form is buses. Then we add ES to the end. The second one, the noun ends with double S. Just like class, we make the plural form classes adding ES to the end. Class, C-L-A-S-S, classes, C-L-A-S-S-E-S. And the third one, the noun ends with SH. Just like bush, then plural form bushes. The plural form bushes. See the spelling? B-U-S-H, bush. Plural form, B-U-S-H-E-S. Then the next one. The noun ends with C-H. The noun ends with C-H. Watch, watches. They are also, we add E-S to form the plural. The next one is X. When the noun ends with X, we also add ES to form plural. Box, boxes. Box, boxes. Then the next one. When the noun ends with Z, we add ES. They are also to form plural. Quiz, quizzes. Quiz, quizzes. And the last one. When the noun ends with O, just like mango, we add ES to form the plural. Right. Remember, children, to form the plurals of these nouns, we add ES to the end. Okay, I will read the nouns again. Bus, buses. Class, classes. Bush, bushes. Watch, watches. Box, boxes. Quiz, quizzes. Mango, mangoes. Now, let's see another way of forming plural. This is another way of forming plural. Listen to these sentences. I will tell you some sentences. You have to listen them carefully. This bread knife is very sharp. These bread knives are very sharp. Look at the sentence again. This bread knife is very sharp. These bread knives are very sharp. Yes, in the first sentence you heard the noun knife. In the second sentence you heard the noun knives. Knife, K-N-I-F-E. Knives, K-N-I-V-E-S. Knife, K-N-I-F-E. Knives, K-N-I-V-E-S. Children, here to form the plural, two letters F-E are omitted. And we add V-E-S. What is the rule there? Two letters F-E are omitted and we add V-E-S. Knife, knives. Knife, knives. Okay, shall we see some more examples? Leaf, leaves. Leaf, leaves. Wolf, wolves. Wife, wives. Half, house. Now we can see the rule of making plural form. When the noun ends with F-O, F-E, those letters are omitted and we add V-E-S to form plural. That is the rule. I will tell it again. When the noun ends with F-O-F-E, those letters are omitted and we add V-E-S. That is the rule. Now, shall we see the words again? Knife, knives. Leaf, leaves. Wolf, wolves. Wife, wives. Half, halves. I will tell you these words with spelling. Right? Knife, knives, I told earlier. Leaf, L-E-A-F and leaves L-E-A-V-E-S. Then there we omit F, letter F. Wolf, W-O-L-F. Wolves, W-O-L-V-E-S. Right. Likewise, we make the plural form. Now, I think it is very clear for you how to form plurals when the nouns ends with F and F-E. Okay, children. Now, look at these examples. I will read you some more nouns with plurals. Are you ready to listen? I think you are ready to listen. Child, children. Man, men. Woman, women. Tooth, teeth. Foot, feet. Mouse, mice. Person, people. Goose, geese. Right. These nouns are different from earlier nouns. You have to keep these nouns in your mind. You have to understand and you have to keep the words in your mind. You have to keep the way the plural is formed there. Child, plural form is children. Like that, you have to keep these words in your mind. Okay, children. Now shall we move to the activities in your worksheet. The first activity. What is the first activity? Complete the sentences with the plural form of the given nouns. Complete the sentences with the plural forms of given nouns. Right. I believe you have the worksheet with you. Now, look at the first sentence. Only 6 blank are allowed in this lift. Within bracket, person. Within bracket, person. Then answer is persons. Second one. Can you cut the lemon into 2 blank? Within bracket, half. Answer is house. And third one. I brought 3 blank from the market. Within bracket, fish. The answer is fishes. Fourth one. Our blank played happily in the park. Within bracket, child. The answer is children. Answer is children. Number 5. The lamb was attacked by the pack of wolf. Answer is wolves. Answer is wolves. And number 6. Don't forget to brush your blank within bracket tooth. Answer is teeth. Answer is teeth. Many blank love to go shopping. Within bracket, woman. Answer is women. Answer is women. Number 8. Be careful. Those blank look really sharp. Within bracket, knife. Answer is knives. Number 9. People have one life. Cats have 9 blank within bracket life. The answer is lives. Number 10. We need 2 blank to make sandwiches for the picnic. Within bracket loaf. Answer is loaves. Right. I think we did the activity and I believe most of your answers are correct. Thank you, children. And shall we move to the next activity? Shall we read the question? Replace the underlined nouns with correct plural. Yes, I have 10 scarves in my closet. Underline word is scarf. Then the answer is scarves. Number 2. My aunt has 2 children aged 2 and 4. Underline word is child. Answer is children. And third one. He brushes his teeth in the morning. The answer is given there. The answer is correct. He brushes his teeth in the morning. Number 4. Cats like to chase mouse. Underline word is mouse. Answer is mice. Number 5. 2 halves make a whole. Underline word is half. The answer is house. And number 6. There are several ox on the road. Answer is oxes. And number 7. 3 men wearing masks enter the bank. The correct answer is given there. 3 men wearing masks enter the bank. Number 8. We saw a flock of goose in the lake. Answer is geese. And number 9. There are always more fish in the sea. The correct answer is fishes. The correct answer is fishes. Okay, children. I think you know lot of plurals in those two activities. I would like to recall the words you learnt in those two activities. Okay. In the first activity, you learn these words. I will read the list again. Person, persons. Half, house. Fish, fishes. Child, children. Wolf, wolves. Tooth, teeth. Woman, women. Knife, knives. Life, lives. Love, loves. Okay, children. In the second activity, we learn these plural nouns. I will read those nouns also. Scarf, scouse. Child, children. Tooth, teeth. Mouse, mice. Half, house. Ox, oxes. Man, men. Goose, geese. Fish, fishes. Foot, feet. Love, loves. Thief, thieves. Right. Now, we have come to the end of the lesson. Shall we recall the rules we learnt? When we form plural nouns? Yes, as I told earlier, our first rule was regular plurals. They are only we add s to the end. They are only we add s to the end. The second rule, when the words end with s, sh, double s, ch, x, z, o, o, we added es to the end. The third rule, I think you can remember it. When the words ends with f, o, f, e, we omit f and f, v and add v, e, s to the end. Okay, This is how some plurals are formed. This is how some plurals are formed. Today, we focused on a lesson for grade 10 student. I think you enjoyed the lesson. Thank you very much, children, joining us.